Station, where unknown forces strike the edge of ecology.
So Ivic, you've been telling me some interesting stuff. You're in a band, and you've got some interest in this field of symbolism in music.
I've had an interest in music for a long time, and I've had an interest in, for lack of a better word, I don't know, esoteric science, I guess you call it,
yeah.
for a number of years. And, I guess I was sceptical about a lot of symbolism and stuff being misconstrued in over the internet and stuff. Yeah, for a number of years, there's certain things like Alex Jones and stuff like that, kind of things like Bohemian Grove kind of hit home of certain things.
It's obviously we're looking at pop, essentially it's pop culture, music's pop culture, but like we were talking to a guy, Mark Devlin, the other day, who was saying that there is symbolism in music, but you're a musician, I mean, you're obviously doing your own thing, but do you feel some other music or pop culture of any sort maybe has other meanings in it?
I think that all culture can have hidden meanings. The clue is in the nature of the word. It's culture. It's cultivated, like a bit like a culture in a petri dish.
Yeah, good one.
Designed. If you go back to Hegelian dialectics, go back, they basically realised that they could control history. You can make history by engineering it, and that's what culture is. It's engineering. Well, it goes right back to the Greeks, the whole thing of getting across certain ideas, concepts, mystical or political, or religious.
Controlling both sides of the argument, isn't it?
But I'm saying the idea of culture, maybe in ancient times had a different kind of significance to what it does now.
Yeah.
It's about higher aspirations, higher aspects of our of our being and stuff, the art, expressed through the arm, expressing what the subconscious is trying to say. Not only that, it was just art, poetry, sculpture, I thought of it as to encapsulate certain high spiritual ideas and maybe encoded within them. If you go back into Egyptian art and stuff, encoded are methodologies of a perennial wisdom that's, in all cultures, we're talking about cultures, has a form, has a seed in all cultures, and has been, originally through art, has been tried to relate. Has been encased within art to try and relate to certain aspects of the consciousness of different levels of structures of that society. The different archetypes have different meanings depending on the need to know basis of where you are going off
target. That's fine, Vic. So I buttonholed you here a little bit.
I'm a bit stoned.
Don't worry about that.
I just come from a studio recording.
Very accepting.
Had a few jazz wood wines.
Don't worry about that.
But I didn't expect to be in it.
We'll wrap it up in a sec. But just to come back to the music industry, I'm very particularly interested in just any thoughts you might have on that in particular. Do you think that songs, some of those have meanings in them, or album covers and publicity photos, sometimes have meanings in them more than we think? How do you feel about that idea?
I think, going back to art, the human being is just a conduit for higher expression. So sometimes that can be manipulated, obviously, through mind control techniques, predictive programming, with a purpose and an agenda. But sometimes it can just be natural osmosis or inspiration. If you talk about the Beatles, how much of the culture actually influenced them, and how much of you say that was a kind of osmosis of MK Ultra kind of filtration, and the whole drug thing and the whole CIA operation. But the whole thing is the 60s and the explosion of ideas and that. Now, how much was that just a spirit of the time and orchestrated? Or how much of it was actually orchestrated?
Yeah.
But nevertheless, being a songwriter, I can write things that are just being influenced by other things, you know, influenced by culture, by my environment, and then think they mean one thing, and then I drop symbols in them in there because that's the language of the time, without actually knowing. This is like, until I started studying about 20 years ago, you know, what these symbols actually mean, and they mean so many different things on different levels of understanding and meaning to different groups of people, you know, on a need-to-know basis. So, yeah, and so they are archetypes, so they are out there. They are out there, yeah. And they are positive and negative.
So you can't always blame the artist.
They're sigils that can be used by the magician.
Yeah, right.
But, you know, it depends whether you're a magician. It depends what K you have on the end of magic, you know. It depends where you're... Actually, whether you're a magician or a sorcerer, you know. And that's a whole other subject, but, like...
Okay.
Yeah.
So you can't blame musicians necessarily for picking up on the archetypal images in their society. They're picking up on the culture.
I'm saying it's probably a mixture of the two. Yeah. You know, but like, especially, you know, the Beatles, if you want to take the Beatles, you know.
It's a good example.
You know, if you say, you know, there's a lot of Kabbalistic symbolism in there, Kabbalistic numbers. You know, obviously Revolution Number 9.
Oh,
yeah?
Yes.
John Lennon was obsessed
with Mark Devlin mentioned Revolution Number 9 specifically, yeah.
Yeah, well that's
on the White Album, isn't it? Yeah.
Random number, but John Lennon was obsessed with that number.
Yeah.
And it's a Kabbalistic number, it's one of the most important Kabbalistic numbers. It relates to the Sefer of Yesod, which is well, it's got a lot of significance.
Okay, I guess people best do their own research on that one. We won't get it in a noisy pub. But I know the number 9, a guy called Glyn Cork, we spoke to years ago, he said the number 9 was very synchronous in his own life.
Well,
it came up a lot.
It's 666.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's 18. It's 999.
Yeah.
It's 72. You think of all these numbers and what they relate to, Bible, whatever, you know, 72, It means something. Different combinations of it means something. It's alchemical, basically. But like, that's a whole another world to go into.
Okay. Well, that's great, Vic. Well, it's giving us something to think about, and hopefully, that's a different view on some of the ideas we've covered here on the information in the past.
Where unknown forces strike the edge of ecology.